Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back. I am Reba Haas with Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro.
I'm Eric Costas with Home Street Bank.
And we have with us
Brooks Powell, Powell Custom Homes and Renovations. Thank you.
Brooks, if anybody has questions for you, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach me is at Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, at Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, hyphen, homes, H-O-M-E-S, .com.
All right.
Or they can go to our website, PowellRenovations.com.
All right. Perfect. Excellent. Easy to do.
I'll put some of that out in our social media as well. I'm sitting here doing a little bit of Facebooking and tweeting. And
right.
Instagram
anything that
photos.
We talk about on the show, you can
there's
reach
no privacy.
Us. No, absolutely. No, that's all there, of course.
Yeah.
But you can also tweet us at Team Reba or Eric is my banker. And you can also go on to the TeamReba.com website where all of our shows are podcasted.
Well, on the blog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just
Google Team Reba blog, you'll find it.
Okay.
TeamReba.com/blog.
There you go.
Soon that will be updated to something. We're going to combine my website and the blog. But I'm about to fire the web designer that we were working with. So, hey, anyone out there who is a phenomenal web designer, I've got a job open. Because that guy is canned. And if you, by the way, are listening,
if he's
Sean,
listening.
Guess
oh,
what? Surprise.
Oh,
boy. It's coming.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, spoiler
we're in trouble
alert.
Here.
If you didn't already know how ticked off I was about the 7 months it's been taken for this project.
Okay, that's fine. Just don't talk about the
public.
Star Wars movie,
yeah.
Okay? Yeah, don't, let's not spoil
we
that
talked
one.
About, we weren't going to talk about that.
No,
yeah, that's right.
All right. So anyway. Yeah. But yes, we can find all the good contact information for Brooks and his company on all of our social media.
Yes. So, Brooks, what else should our listeners be thinking about?
I think that when we're talking about if we're doing doing an ADU or DADU is that it really does improve parking, because one of the things is if you do a garage with an accessory dwelling unit above it, then you're going to add a couple parking spots, which is great, for the neighborhood.
Off-street parking
off-street
spots.
Off-street parking.
That's
right.
The key term.
And even if you're doing one that's within the structure, you're going to – one of the requirements is we create off-street parking. So that's a neat thing. We also, when they're permitted, we improve the storm drainage, so that can improve drainage for the neighborhood, which is important. We talked about safety, that just getting your cars off the street, getting them into a garage situation, or getting them parked on your property can improve the safety for your vehicle as far as, you know, break-ins and things like that. And then also if it's a situation at some point you may rent it out, it's going to improve your cash flow.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
That, I mean, what do you guys think? A unit like that could rent for $1,000, $1,500 a month.
Well, it's going to depend how large it is, obviously, and the amenities. But, you know, we see anything. I mean, you can't find anything for less than $1,000 in the city.
Right, and that's what my point is. That you can, and this would be a brand new space with brand new finishes.
Yeah, and
so
there's some junky places. I'll tell you what, my husband does the Seattle rental inspections that are required now for property owners, and he's seen some real dives.
Sure.
And, you know, so I think having something that's brand new in good condition, you know, $1,500, especially if it's around, you know, a nice one bedroom or a two, you know, maybe a smaller two bedroom or something like that would be a very realistic number, if not higher. Because, I mean, what I was seeing with some of the clients that were moving here from California, I had a gal from the San Diego area. We were looking downtown in Belltown at some of the new high-rise apartments. And they were charging $2,300 for about 790 square feet.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they had a bunch of amenities, just like some of the condo buildings. But, you know, you got she didn't want to go for that. So she wanted to go with a more neighborhood-like community. And so for people who don't want to live down in Belltown, you know, this is a great, great kind of option, because there's a lot of folks who want to be in these nice, walkable neighborhoods. And she was a single female.
Right.
They're not always going to feel safe walking around down at 3rd and Pike. But if you're in, say, the Ballard neighborhood or West Seattle, you know, any of those kinds of places, they're so popular right now. I mean, look at how much development is going on in the Junction and Admiral District of West Seattle. It's crazy right now. And it's so expensive to get in there. So if you're trying to live in one of these neighborhoods and have a reasonable, you know, place to rent. In fact, you know, that's the other thing is that what we're not talking about is how this really helps our economy from a business standpoint, because there's a bunch of people who can't afford to live in the city, but their jobs are here.
Right. And that's what I mean. One of the biggest challenges we have is how do you, you know, the way to bring down the cost of housing mm-hmm. is to increase supply.
Right.
So the more housing that we can provide, and mm-hmm. there's going to be a big debate about what that housing looks like. Is it mm-hmm. high rise? Is you know, what? It,
right.
But it, by increasing supply, price will come down. It's just mm-hmm. simple economics. So the more we can do to increase the supply of housing for the people moving to this area, mm-hmm. the more affordable housing becomes.
Yeah. And definitely the housing has been rising tremendously because we've been experiencing 5 to 12% appreciation in some areas a little bit more than that, that have high demand. So to have these other options for the rental market where people can come in and have a nice place, usually they're nice neighborhoods, very walkable kinds of neighborhoods with lots of amenities nearby. And, you know, frankly, baby boomers and millennials, that's really what they're looking for. They want to be able to not have to drive all over the place. They want these nice walkable neighborhoods. West Seattle, North Seattle, South Seattle all have those types of locations available. Suburbs are kind of passé, right? So people want to be closer in. And I'm a big fan because as someone who's traveled around the world a bit, it's so much more dense other places. People here get a little, you know, like someone from Texas is like, whoa, I'm used to my space. But
right.
you just don't get that other places.
Well, that's right. We've got the best of both worlds really in this area. But this is something also that, you know, listeners, if I don't know how many times, Reba, you and I have seen it where one of our clients finds the perfect neighborhood, the perfect mm-hmm. street, the house looks great. But it's just not quite right. It's a little bit too small. It's missing this. It's missing mm-hmm. that. And or they want their parents to come live with them.
I have more and more people who want family members to come.
Absolutely. And so this is an area where you can team up with someone like Brooks Powell, you know, Powell mm-hmm. Homes, and say, well, I love this house. I love this street. But we need this accessory dwelling unit. We need something that's mm-hmm. going to be able to work better for our family. So it just expands your options because mm-hmm. you might, you know, if you're looking around forever for, you know, the whole package, it might
you
not
might be
out there.
You might be looking a long time
That's
or
right.
you're going further out. Let me ask you something. What is the typical mortgage right now on, let's say, a $600,000 property?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
what's the payment on something like that?
Oh, on $600,000?
Yeah.
Well, probably about $3,500.
Okay, so if somebody can get $1,500 on mm-hmm. on a rental,
right, exactly.
in the back.
Now you've cut your payment in
yeah.
almost in half.
Right. right.
Yeah,
that's a sweet deal.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is.
That helps you save more for retirement.
Right. Now, there are the underwriting lending rules are not caught up with us yet,
no.
so we're not able to,
they're always
to
lagging.
Add that rent to a person's qualifying income. So you still have to qualify for the whole payment. Right, right.
Well, you still have to qualify for it.
Wait, do you have
it,
to claim yeah. that income, though?
Yeah.
If you receive rent
okay.
income, sure.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
I'm just checking, because if you can't claim it from the lending standpoint, I'm sure the IRS...
No, there are some definite tax benefits, so because okay. you can claim the income, but you can also depreciate that property.
That's true.
Which is going right. to help offset a good portion of that
okay.
of that income, if some or possibly even all of it.
There's all kinds of wonderful things someone
oh,
needs to be talking to their CPA
absolutely.
About, and maybe consider this
yep.
option.
That's right, that's right. No, it's really a win-win. You know, if you've got the means to you know, to pay or finance a project like that, you're only going to improve, mm-hmm. you know, the property that you have. So, Brooks, anything else to add?
No, I think it's just a good thing to think about. And when you're looking at a property, if it doesn't, you know, work exactly, then maybe this is an option to think about. For
absolutely.
Sure.
Well, we'd sure like to thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Reba, you had another question?
Well,
there?
No, I was just going to say, I mean, if someone paid $100,000 for something like this and they got $1,500 out of that, mm-hmm. that's only about 5.5 years of payoff.
Right.
It'll be a little bit longer because it's not going to cost $100,000.
Okay.
So it's just
a little bit more.
All right. Well,
what
I'm just saying.
Typical,
if that was...
What a ballpark of cost per square foot.
Well, you know, it's always hard to do cost per square foot. You never buy a car by the pound, do you?
Sure.
So,
unless it's a junker.
Unless it's a junker, and then you might just scrap it. So it goes back to, you know, budget. What's your budget? What's your finishes and what's your size?
Sure.
But you could, you know, you might spend $200,000 on a nice DADU.
Okay. Really nice.
I mean,
okay.
A really nice one with a two-car
yeah.
garage.
But I don't sure. think you're going to lose money on it, though.
Oh, you're not going to lose money.
Nope.
But you need to be able to figure out how to finance it.
Sure.
And pay
mm-hmm.
for it up front. For sure.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Well,
like
thank
it.
You so much for joining
Thanks
us.
For
Brooks Powell
me.
Of Powell Homes.
Great
yeah.
to be
you
here.
You can reach Brooks at PowellRenovations.com. And join us next week for Open House with Team Reba. We're here every Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Till four.
And join us Saturday at the boat show, 10 o'clock.
Right. 10 o'clock to 11. Come see us.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.